move with it, dance, shake, move with it, dance, shake, move with it, dance, shake, move with
ready?
It.
Hey there, welcome to an episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It's going to be a great episode this afternoon. We got lots of interesting things to talk about. A couple of Craigslist entries, a mystery letter. We will find out what's inside. And plus some interesting stories, which have been... Oh yeah, we can't forget Eurovision. That's coming up too. All that and more. This is Tip Tap Tip. So we're sitting here with Bo, who wants to talk about all these toys he has on this table. Bo, do you want to tell us what is going on here?
Today we got a new toy, and it's Trackmaster 2 Puzzle, and it makes sounds when it moves.
Can you make a sound so we can hear it?
There is a lot of work to do today.
Yeah, so we'll be hearing that in the Tip Tap Tip household for the next couple of weeks or so. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a great time listening to those trains play. What else can you tell us about these trains you have here, Bo?
Is some of them move, and they move by themselves.
By themselves?
Like magic?
And they take batteries. They take triple A's.
And what's the difference between your Thomas train and your Freddy train and your James train and your Percy train? What's the difference between all of them?
Is Freddy and James... Freddy won't move anymore because he kind of stopped moving.
Oh, that's sad.
But we turned him into a wooden railway engine to make it better.
Mm-hmm. How did we do that?
We took the engine out and the switch.
That's right. We took out the motor, and now he just is a push train.
Yeah.
Or he can be pulled by other trains, too, right?
Or he can be pulled by other trains, too. Mm-hmm. And James is one of the ones where he gets his tender, and he doesn't make sounds, but he makes sounds when he moves, but he doesn't talk. It's kind of hard. If you can't hear it, put the volume up some more.
Yeah, you should do that. That is the sound of a train.
Thomas makes a sound.
Okay, let's listen to that. Well, that's pretty interesting stuff, Bo.
And Posse has a hard sound because of the sound. Because of the talking it makes.
I must pop fast. There's no time for delay.
It's kind of hard to hear when you hear some sounds it's making. It's kind of hard to make you hear the sounds it makes when it's moving. Because it already has a sound, but then updated the sound. They'll make it shoving.
Well, wow, that's great. Yeah.
You might need to find it online and try and hear it if you have one of these posses.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea, Bo.
Is there anything else you want to review about your toys? Which train is the fastest?
Posse.
Which train is your favorite?
Posse.
Which train is green?
Posse.
Which train... talks.
Posse.
Which train is the number one engine?
Thomas.
Oh, you got it. That was a trick question.
Yep. I tried to stump you. Is there anything, if you could get any other train in the whole entire world, which other train would you want to add to your Trackmaster collection?
Henry.
How come?
Because he's my favorite color, green.
But you already have Percy.
I got two posses.
And they're both green.
and they're both green.
I thought you wanted that bumblebee one.
Yeah, but we didn't see it in store.
You can get it online.
But I don't like writing.
You don't like what?
Writing.
Waiting.
Oh, waiting. Okay, yeah. I understand.
All right. How are you going to end your toy review?
As for showing these coaches, Pudgy comes with an ice cream coach, and it shows ice cream, and it says something.
It says ice cream factory on the side of this.
Wow, you're a really good toy reviewer, Bo. Thank you so much for being on our show. Tip, tap, tip. If you can rate your new Percy Trackmaster train, how would you rate it out of 5?
7.
That's a pretty good rating. Wow. That's the best rating. That's 2 more. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you so much for your toy review, Bo.
You're welcome.
Anything you want to say?
And I hope you enjoy it.
Dance, shake, move with it. Dance, shake, move with it. Dance, shake, move with it. Dance, shake, move with it.
This is something which, you know, it's been sitting on my on the kitchen counter for a couple days now. This is a letter I found when I was walking home from work. There's a little pathway which connects to our street. And I saw this letter lying in a puddle. And it is a mystery on the front of the letter. It looks like some sort of junior high or teenage type letter. It says, open when, dot, 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 you're sick. And then there's hearts of various colors on the front. And on the back it says, I love you, exclamation mark. I have no idea what's in this letter.
And I'm thinking my guess is that it's a letter from a mom to a child.
Okay, we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, can you hold up this microphone while or do you want to open it?
You can open it.
All right.
Eric is going to reveal the secret letter. And you know what's funny is, like, it's because people don't really write paper letters to each other anymore that it's even more special.
All right. I'll read it for you.
No, I want to read it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's a love letter. You're right. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I want to read it.
Blank out the names.
Okay, blank. Before I apologize for getting you sick, I want and need you to get better. Because when you get sick, so do I. And when I get sick, so do you.
Okay.
Truly, though, I am sorry I got you sick. I just can't live without your kisses. They excite me and fill me with joy. But your hugs give me a sense of belonging. It's with you that I am truly and completely home. I know you probably hate being sick, but I hope reading this makes it suck a bit less. I love you so much. Get better, babe.
Signed, anonymous person. Wow.
I feel bad that we have this letter. Now that this girl's going to think, like, how come...
Some person didn't...
He's not responding to this, me pouring my heart out to him. Oh well. Or maybe he didn't want to read it. Maybe dropped it on purpose.
Maybe he's like, I don't want to read this darn letter. Get rid of it. Well,
maybe someone's about to get dumped.
Oh, no. Junior high school. Sadness. I think it's...
When I hug you, it gives me a sense of home.
Aww.
And belonging. That's so cute.
That is cute.
Yeah. Like it. That's how I feel when I hug you.
Aww.
And smell your stinky armpits.
Really? You're going there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the mystery's solved. This has been sitting on the...
That's cute. I'm going to frame that.
I'm going to take... Well, it is something. Something else. This is what you do when you find stuff. Craigslist, we haven't talked about in a bit.
That still exists.
Still exists in the age of other websites for meeting up with people, in the age of apps, et cetera, et cetera. I got a couple of missed connections from the Calgary Craigslist website. Where should we start? Should we start cute drunk girl at Leopold's or Danny? Buxom Beauty, Red's Diner.
I like buxom. I like that word.
All right. Ever since I saw you a few weeks ago, I can't get you off my mind. I don't normally go for breakfast, but I've been frequenting Red's just for our Our international listeners, Red's is a semi-popular chain of a couple of locations. It's like a breakfast-type place, diner place, anyways. But have been frequenting Red's more often in the hopes of running into you again. I finally saw you again on Sunday and could literally hear the angels trumpet as you trapezed with plates of golden eggs that matched your angelic golden halo. I immediately needed an aspirin, that's how it's spelled, after seeing your backside in those slim Levi's winky face. I'm very shy, so please introduce yourself to me next time and we'll take care of riddling out the rest. Okay. I've been sitting at the counter hoping to be served by you, but alas, fate has forced my hand into missed connections again. My name is Chad, by the way. Blank, 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 blank is the phone number. All right.
Really, you go into the diner to a place where this person is working at to try and hit on him or trying to catch his eye, and then you write a missed connections? Like, you know where he works. Just go there.
It's a woman and, he's talking about. Lexan?
But it's Danny.
Well, maybe that's his name.
No, it says at the end that his name is Chad. My name is Chad, by the way.
Buxom. I mean, the word buxom.
I know is referred to breasts, but Danny's a guy's name.
Danny? I don't know. I'm confused about the title, but I'm pretty sure this person is talking about a woman.
No, I'm pretty sure that this dude is talking about a dude and does not know what the word buxom means.
He did spell aspirin wrong, so... who knows? Could be.
He probably just thinks it means like sexy or something.
Oh no! But here's the answer to our riddle.
Oh,
man for woman.
Oh, man for woman. Oh, okay, sorry.
All right.
Then a girl's name is Danny.
Usually, if it's Danny, it's with an I.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Like Danny.
Danny.
No, Danny. Like French.
Sure. French person. I don't
know. French making it more feminine by turning it into French accent name.
Okay. Whatever.
Anyway, yeah, I don't think that this is ever going to happen for him because honestly, like, who reads missed connections all the time?
I do. How do you think I find this stuff?
Yeah, I know, but like nobody's doing a missed connections for you. Are you just hoping that someone will do it for you?
There was one which could have been. This was a couple of months ago when Steve was on the show. I read one, and it's funny because I read it, and I was reading it, and it was actually at the Max by our house, the convenience store by our house, and I'm reading the description. I'm like, is that me? But it wasn't.
How do you know? Because did you contact them?
No, because I continued reading, and then it was clearly somebody else. But the first paragraph, first few sentences was very confusing and very strange.
You know, I remember reading in the back of Fast Forward, that which was like a free paper in Calgary before the internet, you know, got rid of all the papers. And I remember reading one in missed connection in there and I was like, is that me? I don't know. It totally could have been me, but some people make it very vague and you're like, that could really be anybody. Like, girl on bicycle. Well, there's, like, so many girls on bicycles.
I know. Who could that be? Yeah. Anybody?
Well, obviously, it was me because, you know.
The hot one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I feel like this is, I've written this down. And so now this is something that Rochelle has been talking about in the Tip Tap Hip headquarters the last week or so. Makeup videos. You stumbled upon... online live makeup demonstrations. You've scratched the surface of this bizarre world where people demonstrate makeup, and you were kind of obsessed for a few days or so about.
Yeah, and just because I just find it's so bizarre for one person to be basically looking in a mirror and then looking at a camera and then responding to messages while doing their makeup. So they're doing like three different things all at the same time.
Yeah.
And the makeup that they do is absolutely hideous. Like it looks like a mask. Like they're putting on so much shit just to sell it. And I don't know. I think it's just the fact that they're like in a room looking at themselves, talking, kind of like they're talking to themselves. Like it's just, it's really vain.
If I had my concealer on and my foundation already done underneath, it would be Hot Mess Express, okay? So if you are wanting, can't put that there. That's not going to work. If you want a very clean look, you're going to want to do your eyes first and clean it up with concealer. And I'm going to show you guys why. So let's go ahead and do this eye really quick. I used, because I'm sure people are going to ask, I have a Glamorous Mineral Eye Pigment and then Dainty Cream Shadow. And then as my highlight up here, I just have Innocent, which is like a matte kind of ivory, matte ivory.
All right, you stop skirting around the issue. The brand that you're talking about is a brand called Unique. That's Y-O-U, N-I-Q-U-E. And you certainly have some strong opinions about the tutorials on and how they cake on makeup basically using a putty knife to.
It's not using a putty knife. It's the makeup techniques that they're using are photo techniques. So if you're going to do a photo shoot, you would do that kind of makeup on somebody.
It's like TV makeup, essentially.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like TV makeup, like. Contouring, well, that just means like putting darker foundations on and then highlighting. So but the reason why they do it is so that they can sell you like five different products.
See, I'm a novice at this entire world, and it's fascinating because
you like normal people,
yeah,
not or like on an everyday situation when most women just put on a foundation,
yeah,
which is all over, you know, coverage. And then they'll just, and then maybe concealer, like if you have like a zit or something like that, which is just a little bit thicker. But these people are trying to sell you foundation, then this, you know, then five other products on top of that.
Well, it's in their interest to sell you as much stuff as
they. I know, but like, how can, like, I want to, you know, you see the end result and it looks okay on video. But in real life, if you go up to that lady and, you know, just drag your nail on her face, you're going to get so much shit just caked on there. And it probably, in real life, probably looks really scary. It's like wearing drag queen makeup on a daily basis. Why would you do that?
It's great if you're a drag queen. If you're not a drag queen, probably not ideal. They say that high definition televisions have kind of ruined this kind of thing because especially now with like televisions which can show an incredible amount of detail, you can see what normally was say 5-10 years ago. You know, it was passable because there wasn't the image wasn't as clear, but now you can see every pore, every layer. Every this, every that, like, you know, it becomes that much more apparent.
I don't want to talk about TVs.
I know you don't want to talk about TVs, but this is the TV review and 5 hours, you know, show.
The other thing that they do on top of like the skin, contouring the skin, is they just draw on these eyebrows and then they put on these fake eyelashes. It's just like there's no tact in the way that they put this stuff on. They're just like, just fucking cake my face up with shit. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, I don't understand that. When I was doing makeup in the salon, you know, you want it to look natural and beautiful, but not fake. And mm-hmm. Nowadays it seems like people are like, I don't care if it looks fake. I just want to look hot. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand that.
Yeah, like you were watching this, and you're fascinated because you were able to interact with these people as they're sitting in front of this mirror and talking and putting on this makeup. It's like, oh, hi, so and so, and then blah blah blah.
Yeah, well, I've never seen that before. I've never seen the way that they had it set up on social media. It is honestly like this company Unique has. A great platform for selling their stuff. I mean, I was just on Facebook and then I was watching a video one of my friends had put on or something like that. And then it just went to one of these videos, these Unique videos. So whatever they're doing, it's pretty clever.
Yeah. If we were to do live shows again, with video, that would be, our listeners would see That's just kind of hunched around. Right now, they'd see us hunched around the kitchen table, closely together, staring into an iPad, because that's what we have all over.
I'm not staring into it. You are.
I'm staring deeply into the iPad. Staring, staring, staring. So I don't know. Maybe it's something we will explore in the future, but maybe we'll do it with puppets.
No, I don't want
puppets or marionettes.
No. In,
recreating.
No.
No marionettes.
Nothing. I don't want to do visuals.
Sock puppets.
No.
All right.
How about we just do your ugly face? Like, zoom it up, HD, show all the shit on your face, and be like, this is that.
Okay. That sounds fantastic. I don't know what to say about that. You really want, if that's what you really want, then... I don't know if we would have...
It's a joke. Oh, my goodness. Seriously. Like, what did you do, like, lose your humor or something?
I never was the funny one on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's a story about a woman getting 21 years in jail I'll let this story explain itself. A daycare owner who had been accused of slipping children melatonin so that she could hit the gym and go tanning was sentenced to 21 years and 4 months in prison.
21 years?
Not messing around when it comes to drugging children.
Melatonin's natural.
Yeah, okay, but overdosing of melatonin to put you to sleep is not natural. He stare back like...
I'm like, check on our child.
He is playing. January, that's
right. It hasn't kicked in yet.
Hasn't, okay. Jokes, audience.
Jokes.
January, Nia Thurland.
I think you do need a prescription for that melatonin, though.
Yeah, I'm sure she has some sort of hookup. You know, the person who kind of feeds his children, I'm sure, gets it in different ways.
But so she puts the kids to sleep, and then she would...
She hits the gym.
Leave... The house.
Yeah, I'll read it. I can read the story.
Okay.
Nia Thurland, 32 years old, had been running an illegal daycare operation, so there you go, called Little Giggles, for approximately 4 years, and had pleaded guilty to 11 counts of first-degree criminal mistreatment and one count of third-degree assault, according to court records. She had also lied to parents about being a registered nurse, even though she had no such qualifications. Police, based on tips provided by a former boyfriend and former roommate, surveyed her last March and saw her leave the house twice while she was supposed to be watching 7 children. Prosecutors are seeking a 35-year prison sentence for her. She drove her kids to school on the first trip. On the second, police found her at a local Tan Republic. The children who had been left in her care during those excursions had the sleep aid melatonin in their systems, according to a sentencing memo. She'd been telling parents they could not pick or drop off their kids between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Police checked CrossFit and Tan Republic records to find that's when she would leave the house hours before she referred to as nap time.
Nap time without her.
Yeah, so she took off.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why she's getting 21 years. In a
slam. I can't believe that she would tell parents that she was a nurse.
Well, she's running an illegal daycare.
I know, but did they know that? Did the parents know it was illegal?
Probably not. There's a lot of assumptions when it comes to childcare.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? And she was probably charging a good price. So the parents are like, okay, like, this is great. We'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. I'm so glad that we don't have our child in childcare.
We just have a really sturdy cage. Jokes.
That's not funny. I
don't okay. Like that one. It's not funny when I tell it. No. It's always funnier when you tell it.
Because you just sound like you could be telling the truth.
It's called deadpan humor, Rochelle.
Yeah. It's called not. You don't know how to tell a joke.
It's called, or maybe I'm telling a joke so good that it appears that I'm not telling a joke.
Yeah, but when nobody laughs, then that means that they don't know if it's funny or the truth.
I need a laugh track button.
Let's move on, okay? We all know that you're not funny. Let's move on. I want to check out some of this Eurovision stuff because
we didn't read the other Craigslist one.
Oh.
You want to have a crack at it?
Cute drunk girl at Leopold's. Man for woman. We hit it off on Saturday, February 24th at Leopold's Tavern. We shared a plate of nachos and made out a bit. You were hot, but pretty drunk. I would have taken advantage of you. Just wanted to hang out with you all night, though. For some reason, I forgot to get your phone number after you took off in a cab. Damn, wish I could see you again. Sincerely, guy in green Yeti Coolers hat.
What is Yeti Coolers hat? What does that mean to a person who doesn't get out and is not cool? What does that mean?
You're asking me? You think I get out more than you?
I think so.
Maybe that's like a brand or something?
I need to Google this. I need to find out.
No, I just don't care. Because you know what? If this girl was like super drunk, she's not going to remember what color hat you were wearing.
Or what type of hat or anything.
Or anything like that. Like she was drunk. She probably would have just talked to anybody. Mm-hmm. She would have talked to anybody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, and if there wasn't so much like Me Too campaign stuff, they probably would have hooked up.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into serious stuff on this show. Seriously, we'll get.
That was a joke. Well, not really.
Okay. All right, well. info@tiptaptip.com. That is our email address.
What do you think?
I'm not even going to... I will reserve any opinions for after the mics turn off.
I will say, good for you, dude, for respecting her and not taking advantage of a drunk girl.
See, that is good. That is this perfect... You know, I think everybody can agree to that. And if you don't, then off to Antarctica with you.
That's like not even funny. Why are you trying to be funny? You're not funny. You just said you're not funny.
Off,
it's not funny. Nobody goes to Antarctica.
Off to the moon with your face. That'd be funnier?
No.
I really got to practice this, you know?
No, why don't you just admit, like, you're not funny and then just, like, not try?
Okay, I'll just not try to be funny. Hi, this is Eric. This is the show. I am talking about the things and not being funny. Is that how I sound to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I need to talk about this. This is a Katy Perry story, which she killed a nun, basically. I know you're stunned, but it's right. Indirectly killed a nun, but still a nun is dead because of Katy Perry. You want to know? I see that expression on your face saying, how could Katy Perry, international pop star, singer of such songs as Fireworks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
If she killed a nun, she would have to go to jail.
Well, on Friday, March 9th, Sister Catherine Rose Holdman, 89, looked into the camera and addressed pop star Katy Perry. "Katy Perry, please stop," said the nun on Fox 11 News in Los Angeles. She wanted the celebrity singer to stop trying to buy the Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary's convent. Hours later, Holdman died. The sisters have owned the sprawling Roman villa convent for 40 years. Only a small handful of nuns were still alive when they vacated the complex several years ago as the diocese looked for someone to buy it. That someone was Miss Katy Perry, known for "I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It," and this dress, among other things. The nuns did not approve. "I found her videos and, if it's all right to say, I wasn't happy with any of it," said Sister Rita Callanan told the Los Angeles Times in 2015, claiming that the sisters, not the Vatican, had rights to the Los Feliz convent. Callanan and Holtzman signed a contract with someone else. They agreed to sell the property to a restaurateur who promised to keep the convent open to the public and pay $1 million, more than the $14.5 million that Katy Perry was offering. "It was a better deal," Holtzman told Fox 11 that year. "We control the money. The archbishop would get what he wanted eventually." The archdiocese took the sisters to court and in 2016 won the right to sell to Perry.
Okay, Eric.
It's almost... what?
This is boring.
I'll get to the last part. Okay, so they took the restaurateur to bankruptcy court on Friday as a show of support. "We asked her to save us," Holtzman told the cameras. "We asked Katy Perry to save us," Holtzman told the camera outside the courthouse. The nuns had accepted that the legal system would not save the convent from being sold to a pop star, so they pleaded with the Vatican and Katy Perry to take mercy. Holtzman later walked into courtroom and collapsed and died.
So she did not kill a nun.
Well, not directly.
Eric, come on, this is just sensationalism.
Well, that's what we do.
It's a property that's for sale. Mm-hmm. That's it. Anyone can buy it.
Happened to be Katy Perry. The nuns didn't like it. They pleaded.
Yeah, but anyone can buy it. They just said that. Anyone can buy it. So they have no control who buys it.
If you don't think that Katy Perry is a murderer, cold-blooded.
Stop it.
Calculating murder. Well, then that's...
No, I don't. I watched a whole documentary about her. I think she's...
You watched an entire documentary about Katy Perry?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
And what insights did you gain from this documentary?
I'm the hugest fan now.
You're the biggest Katy Perry fan?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Didn't she start out as like a Christian singer before she kissed a girl and liked it?
Yeah.
Yep, that's...
But it didn't say that she licked a girl. It just said she kissed a girl.
I didn't say licked.
Oh.
That's not how the song goes. What song have you been listening to? Or have you just been getting the lyrics wrong all these years?
I'm just saying, like, it's like to me, it's not really that big of a deal to have kissed a girl. Like, that's not. But to have licked a girl, that's...
That's next level. That's something else. Okay. Okay.
Maybe the nuns would have been okay with it then.
I think no. I think, like, she would have killed the whole convent. Like, no! And all their heads would have exploded. And then it would have been a different story here. All right. So, moving along. There's lots of Eurovision stuff to talk about. I keep on typing in the work iPad password. Let's go back here. I'm just going to go to the YouTube Eurovision channel, and I'm going to make note of all the stuff we haven't talked about, of which is lots. So going through this list of all the...
Oh, my goodness. Too many.
All the 43 songs, a lot of which we've already talked about. But I want to talk about... where was it?
Is it Netherlands that have one out yet?
Yeah, we'll listen to that one. But I want to hear the Eurovision one first. Sorry, the Israeli song first.
Sure.
This one's Israel, Netta... It's a song called Toy. Let's have a listen, shall we?
Ouch. Ha. Hm. La. Ouch. Ha. Hm. La. Bitty. Ouch. 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 La. Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome boys, too much noise, I will teach ya. Pum pum pow, pum pum pow. Hey, I think you forgot how to play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My summer says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid just like you're smart. Divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up nothing but buck buck buy it buck up nothing but buck buck I'm not your buck up nothing but buck 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 I'm not your toy.
Yeah. Well, that was Israel's entry, Toy by Netta. I don't know. I'm very confused with that song. I don't know, Rochelle.
Yeah, is she trying to sound like a chicken?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't get it. Like, what is she trying to do?
Maybe
she sounds like a chicken, and they're like dancing around like a chicken too.
It definitely is memorable. I don't know. I think I half like it. I like part of the song, but
I like part of it. The beat of it is good. The actual singing part,
like the dancing, is pretty good.
The dancing is good. The clothes and stuff are really good. But then, like the chicken part, I don't get the chicken part.
Yeah, if you could put something else in that, I would be on board with that.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the Netherlands. Let's see if we can find them. Where are they? Netherlands. It is on here.
So I'm always surprised with Israel because I don't know. I guess maybe because I'm never been there before that I just assume that they're not going to be modern, but they actually,
that was a fairly modern-ish sounding song. Like it's very contemporary.
No, I'm saying like most entries that they have are very modern and really good. Like last year's one, it wasn't that really like pop kind of boy band. One was just kind of, it was almost similar to, you know, an American like NSYNC or.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake or something like that.
All right, let's listen to the Netherlands. This is Waylon. You might remember if you've been following Eurovision. He performed as part of a duo called the Common Linnets a couple of years ago in a country-sounding duet. But here he is solo.
Which is actually a CD that we own.
Mm-hmm. And here he is performing by himself with a song called Outlaw Inum. Representing the Netherlands, this is Waylon.
It's a fine line between whiskey and water and wine. It's a you're down and out here on your own. And it don't matter who you are when it's time to lock and load. Cold rolling like a young Mick Jagger, a new tattoo that you can't.
Yeah, that was Waylon representing the Netherlands with Outlaw in them.
What's the amount, like how long can this song be?
So this one is like 4 minutes long. So like it's going to have to be cut down a minute when it's performed live on Eurovision.
Oh, okay. So they'll probably just cut down on the instrumental.
Like the guitar solo will go. But that being said, I really like this because you don't, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this, on, at least on the Eurovision stage. And if they can replicate that kind of energy there, I think they have a chance they'll do really well.
Yeah, I think so too. But where's this hat? Like he was wearing the coolest hat when he performed in Eurovision last year, like a big black country, like a cowboy hat, but it was like a straight brim instead of a curved brim.
I guess he's rocking too hard in this song for any hat to be contained on his head.
It's definitely really different than the other song that he did.
Yeah, I was expecting something a little bit lower low key. This was like just like country rock kicking yeah, ass.
You know what? I just don't like country enough to know if this is good or bad. Yeah, I just don't know anything about it.
I
mean, it doesn't sound shitty, but mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Yeah. Let's listen to Bulgaria. They did really good last year. We really liked their song. That young boy who sang a really nice song.
Oh, yeah. That guy was really good.
This is Equinox, a song called Bones.
But that was the only time that we've ever liked Bulgaria. I think it's usually not very good.
Usually it's not so good, but yeah. Let's see if they can replicate how good they did last year. So let's have a listen. This is Equinox and Bones.
Everything is dark. You just gotta let go and feel it. We fell off the deep end just to get a rush. You know that it's right when you feel it. What it's like if it's just
That was Bulgaria's entry, Equinox, singing a song called Bones, of which I really, really like. This is two for two. Bulgaria has put out, I think a really, really good song. I genuinely think this is pretty decent. Rochelle was staring at her phone throughout the entire song and checking her Instagram and Facebook and various other things. So I guess it didn't really do anything for you.
Oh, sorry. It was just kind of boring.
You didn't like it?
No. And I hate it when videos have words saying the lyrics.
Yeah, lyric videos.
I hate that. I can't stand it. Because then I just sit there and I'm just like reading it. I don't want to read it.
You want to feel it.
Yeah.
You want to feel it. And you didn't feel it with this song. It didn't do anything for you?
No, it was putting me to sleep.
Oh, man. So it didn't do anything for you.
Sorry. Yeah. It's not that it wasn't awful. It was just boring. That's all.
Okay.
Which I think is probably a pretty big deal.
No, that is a genuine response. We're going to play one last. So I give it a thumbs up, or Rochelle gives it a thumbs down, right?
Sure.
We're going
to have all over your hands.
Where? Oh, this is freaking pen leaking. Right.
No, I think you're probably just putting it. Whatever. Anyway. Right.
That's what happens when you're left-handed. Stuff gets all over your hand.
We have it on this hand too.
This is my left hand, for sure. That is my left hand. This is my right hand. All right.
Different. You switched. What kind of monkey magic are you doing here?
Magic. I switch hands. All right. We'll wrap up.
I picked Belgium because last year I really liked their song.
All right. So
let's. Video.
This is
very nice.
So listen to this. This is Senek with A Matter of Time for Belgium. After the pre-roll ad. Thank you, YouTube.
Sometimes it feels like it's meant to be broken. Sometimes we long for the unspoken. We try to avoid every commotion by showing hardly any emotion. Sometimes it seems we're at the wrong station, looking for a deadly combination. Sometimes it feels like imagination, looking for all these cheap sensations.
Belgium's entry, Cynic, with a song called A Matter of Time. Is it me, and maybe you can tell me this, I feel like there's a cliche of maybe I've seen this in several movies or TV shows of women running upstairs in a flowing dress in a Victorian era house. Is that a cliche?
Oh no, that's in so many videos.
Okay, yeah. So.
But I think mostly like 80s rock videos.
Okay, so this is bringing.
Like, I feel like that is probably in a lot of Guns N' Roses. At least
women running upstairs in old houses.
Yeah.
I feel like this would be in like power ballads, like.
Yeah, power ballads, rock power ballads. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
As opposed to
Guns N' Roses power ballads. They have power ballads.
Yeah, because that was basically my main takeaway from this is like, wow, I feel like I've seen like every scene in this.
See, when I saw that, I was like, okay, if you feel like you need to enhance the song by running, then maybe you should actually do something with the music and the lyrics instead of just the visuals.
So you weren't a fan of the song?
No.
Yeah, it was just kind of...
Like, it's kind of like, I'm just kind of like, okay, when's something more going to happen? Like, it just stayed really, like, neutral the whole time. And it went up a little, you know, like there was a little bit of a, you know, crescendo or whatever you want to call it, but it did nothing for me. Mm-hmm. It was a fail. I was pretty excited at the beginning, though, because the girl's voice sounds similar to, like, Portishead. Or is it Florence and the Machine?
Florence and the Machine, yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of hoping that it would be something like that. But it just bombed.
It just kind of didn't do it for me. I feel like
if the girl had a better band, maybe.
Okay, Rochelle. You are the director of this song. Your vision. You can impart this vision on this song. What would you make this music video? You have the same song, but how would you change the visuals? How would you change it?
I would fuck it up.
How would you do that?
By adding, I don't know, like more grotesque sounds to it. It's too pretty.
Not the song. The song remains exactly the
same.
No,
it can't. No, the song cannot remain the same. That's the boring part. Is the music.
Okay.
The girl's voice is good. The music is just like, they probably just, you know, it sounds like karaoke machine music.
All right. Let's put it this way. Someone gives you a pile of $1 million and says, okay, Rochelle, here's your payment. Here's this song, which you cannot change in any way.
The song?
The song remains. Like the music which we just listened to.
No, I said that's the worst part.
No, this is my... This...
I wouldn't buy it.
You would say, no, I don't want your $1 million.
No, I don't want that shitty song. I would not be able to do anything
okay,
with that
shitty million, song. Okay, $5 million, Rochelle.
It doesn't matter. The song needs to change. It's not the song. The girl can keep singing it, but the music part needs to change. Okay? There you go.
Well, I guess we're going to be poor forever.
Yeah.
thanks for ruining my scenario. Thanks, Rochelle. I guess we're eating macaroni tonight.
Okay, well, why don't you answer your scenario?
That's easy.
Okay, what?
Computer-generated elves, obviously.
On stage?
Yeah, they have the technology to do that.
You think that's going to make a winner? People hear the song. It doesn't matter what kind of visuals you put with it. We've watched this before where they had amazing visuals, but the song was a shit bomb. It doesn't matter.
But you've never seen my elves.
It doesn't matter.
I have the best elves.
Even singing puppets don't win Eurovision.
You've never seen my singing puppets. They have 20 arms.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
It won't win Eurovision, okay? It has to be a good song. It has to be good music.
I can make, you know, with enough money, I can make a Eurovision winner.
Out of that song?
I could make it. I could do it.
How?
Lots of wind machines, lots of fire.
No, but the song is a snoozorama.
I would have...
No, it won't make it.
I would have a holographic... Elvis Presley, he wouldn't sing. He would just be on stage being super cool.
Yeah, you know what? I'm firing you. You know what? Your ideas are balls.
Oh, man.
They suck.
I would do it. I would totally make a winner.
No, that would not make a winner. That would just make it stupid. Your tactic is like make it as stupid as possible And people would just be like, what? I don't get it. What? Did you see that crazy one? What?
People would not be able to stop talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. But when it actually came to voting, they would say, yeah, I don't like the song.
No, they'd say, no, I want to vote for the one with all the awesome computer elves. Literally thousands of computer elves on stage.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. And a giant Burt Reynolds circa 1974.
It doesn't matter.
As high as a building.
Eric, your visuals are not a part of the song. It's called Eurovision Song Contest, not Eurovision Visual Contest.
Well, they should call it the Eurovision Eric Contest. I would win that every time.
Well, because your name is Eric.
That's right. What do you think should be in every Eurovision performance? Please let us know. info@tiptapdip.com. So, that being said, let's wrap up the show, shall we? Anyways, thanks for listening to the show. This is news. I've recently started and I feel like this is something I should have done like 100 years ago, but it now exists as of a week ago. There's a Tip Tap Tip Instagram account, official account, because I got tired of posting cool stuff on my own locked account. So it exists now. You go to Instagram, you go to Tip Tap Tip Show, because some jerk in Germany got Tip Tap Tip. That shows me for not registering it early on. But anyways, Tip Tap Tip Show on Instagram. You'll see a picture of the letter we opened, as well as other things that we do and have done.
No dick pics, though, Eric.
Well, no. None of that. That is owned for my own personal Instagram account, which you will not be able to follow because, like I said, is locked down. So all pics related to that, locked down. Also, go to our website, tiptapdip.com. You can find all of our shows going back to a million years when there was dinosaurs. All the Eurovision stuff that we talked about in the past, etc., etc. Hey, Rochelle, is there anything you would like to add before we wrap up this show?
About social media stuff? I don't do social media stuff.
No, not about social media. Just anything in particular you want to say.
I'll have better things to say when I don't have a baby.
Okay.
Waking up at night.
Perfect. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
Bye. My name is Rochelle.
Later. Bye.
Bones, this is the world. Move with it, dance, shake, move with it, dance. shake, move with it, move with it, move with it.